for 4 years, although I would get drunk every time I could get hold of enough to drink to get started. My wife and I belonged to some bridge clubs, and they began to make wine and serve it. However, after 2 or 3 trials, I found this was not satisfactory because they did not serve enough to satisfy me. So I would refuse to drink. This problem was soon solved, however, as I began to take my bottle along with me and hide it in the bathroom or in the shrubbery outside. As time went on, my drinking became progressively worse. I would be away from my office 2 or 3 weeks at a time, horrible days and nights when I would lie on the floor of my home and reach over to get the bottle, take a drink, and then go back into oblivion. During the first 6 months of 1935, I was hospitalized 8 times for intoxication and shackled to the bed 2 or 3 days before I even knew where I was. On June 26, 1935, I came to in the hospital, and to say I was discouraged is to put it mildly. Each of the 7 times that I had left this hospital in the previous 6 months, I had come out fully determined in my own mind that I would not get drunk again for at least 6 or 8 months. It hadn't worked out that way, and I didn't know what the matter was and did not know what to do. I was moved into another room that morning, and there was my wife. I thought to myself, well, she's going to tell me this is the end, and I certainly couldn't blame her, and did not intend to try to justify myself. She told me that she had been talking to a couple of fellows about drinking. I resented this very much.